Don't forget, after 10 o'clock, we'll be finding you all the winners today at Mornington. Warren Huntley will join me. We'll get the latest with the track conditions because it has been a dreary old morning and there's been a bit of rain falling down in Mornington as well. So that's after 10 o'clock. Time now, though, to have a chat to a man who'll be looking forward to Friday night because it is the Australian Racing Hall of Fame dinner over in Adelaide this year. And Tony Salisbury and the Salisbury family will be there because his father, Graham, and the legend Sub-Zero are being honoured. And it is a great award that has been struck in their honour. Tony joins me this morning. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. This award, the Spirit of Racing Award, you couldn't think of anything better for your dad and Subby, could you?
No, absolutely not, Michael. It's fantastic to see that the recognition for what Graham or the old man or Dad did with his old mate Stubby, along with a few other friends along the way. They carried the honour of racing through all the community, went to all the hospices and the retirement villages and that, so to speak. So brought a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Last year was such a difficult year for your family and everyone who loved Graham and Stubby, both passing away. And sadly, because of the COVID restrictions, we couldn't have a big public gathering to give them the right honouring and send-off that they deserved. And I suppose a part of Friday night will probably be that as well.
No, that's right, Michael. It was a shame. I think we could only have, it was about 50 people. And in the week leading up to his funeral, that sort of looked like changing back to 10 with all the restrictions in place. But it was good that we could get the family there and some friends to send him off. And yeah, it was a good turnout. But looking forward to Friday night. Yeah, to have a bit of a chat and fly the flag for the old man and Stubby, so to speak. Look forward to it.
How do you think the old man would be looking down and thinking about this award?
I think he'd take it all in his stride, Michael. He'd love it. he'd love that sort of recognition, more so for the horse, I think, to be honest, because he was the leader of the pack, I think. And, you know, so much so that, as we all know, we've seen the old man say it a lot in the time. He hoped to pass before the horse because it just wouldn't have been too good for the old man. I don't think they were that close. He was probably the second son, and a lot of people thought that he was my brother. I didn't see the resemblance personally, but he'd be chuffed.
Do you remember when your dad first got Subby and he was starting to teach him all his tricks?
Yeah, vaguely. He finished up, I think, in Adelaide, and then he came across, and Dad had the stables on course at Flemington there, and I'm pretty sure over his time, Subby, when he was racing, he'd always be carted around in the truck. I don't think he'd ever seen the trailer float, which is what the old man had going to the races. And it took him a good 6 months to sort of bring him down off that racing environment with the hot feed and everything else, because the old man kept it pretty basic for the dietary requirements of the horses. And one day, I think, on the first trip, he put Subby in the float. He was going out of Flemington there, and he was going along the roadway, which is now Stable Drive, and he heard this almighty bang, and what was that, and all this sort of thing. So he gets out, and here's old Subby with his head through the roof of the float, just having a little look. He put a sunroof in there himself, so he had to go back to the stables, only a couple hundred yards away. He turned around, went back, unloaded him, and had to make some alterations to the float, but after that it was pretty smooth sailing.
The love between them was unbelievable. We were lucky enough to do a few stories, and you see him sharing a beer with Subby. But what was it like when you were there? Just some quiet times up on the farm, and your dad was there with Subby.
Oh, you couldn't get a word in. I'll be honest, it was the chat and the banter between them two. The horse would be there nodding his head and all this type of thing, and the old man's there with the Subby and with the Stubby and he'd have a bucket there for beer and all this type of thing, and the horse would dip his head in the bucket and have a little beverage with him. But it was just the connection between the two of them was phenomenal. You'd never really seen anything like it in your life. A lot of people, a lot of trainers and people with horses have that connection, that bond with the horse. But I think this was something a little bit different, Michael, to be honest.
There's no doubt about that, and we'll never see it again. We'd love to have another combination that could do what Graham and Sub-Zero has done for racing, and that is take it to the people in the street, as you mentioned, from the schools to the nursing homes, and spread the love of the animal and racing. What your dad and Sub-Zero did, you can't put a measure on the publicity and promotion they gave racing, and it is a well-deserved honour this Friday night that he will be rightly awarded with. Subby is great, mate. Tony, enjoy the night. The family, is the whole family heading over?
Actually, Mum and Nikki are at home a little bit crooked at the moment, Michael. So, yeah, they just sung out and asked to go over and represent. So that's where we're at the moment. So it's just myself and my wife heading over on Friday. Look forward to it.
Well, our best to Anita and Nikki as well. And enjoy accepting the Spirit of Racing Award on behalf of your dad and Subby, Tony.
No worries, Michael. Thanks very much.